You're listening to SBS News.
The fifth and final test may be a lost cause for England in terms of saving the Ashes, but for Australia, it's a chance to add a series win to the trophy they retained last week. Captain Tim Payne says the entire squad is of one mind when it comes to the fifth and final test at the Oval in London.
We've already spoken a lot about it. We came here to win the Ashes, not just to retain them. So, you know, we've spoken about it a lot as a group, that last week's result was brilliant and we played very well, but all the guys are fully aware that this test match is bigger than that one. This is our grand final.
For England, the Ashes can't be won, but victory at the Oval will secure a 2-2 series draw, and for Captain Joe Root, that would provide a big boost moving forward. Root has faced recent rumblings in the media about his leadership of the side.
In terms of my own captaincy, I know the direction I want to take this team in forward, and it's about starting that now and not after this series, trying to make sure that we use this as a stepping stone, this win this game and then have a really strong winter and move forward as a group.
Australia's win at Old Trafford last week ensured the first successful Ashes win in England since 2001. In basketball, the Australian Boomers are on the verge of creating a piece of basketball history by winning their first medal at a major tournament. A victory over the Czech Republic sent Australia to the World Cup semi-finals, where the Boomers will meet Spain on Friday morning. Victory against Spain will guarantee Australia a silver medal at worst. Having already qualified for the Olympics after New Zealand's early exit, Boomers coach Andre Lemanis says the team has the mental strength to do what no Australian Boomers side has done before.
It's just unbelievable, the culture that sits around the Boomers program. And so getting that Olympic qualification, I think, as I said, honoured all that. And now if we can get a medal for those guys, like, that would be something pretty special.
The other semi-final is between France and Argentina. In the NRL, the finals get underway with most attention focused on the Sydney Cricket Ground on Friday evening, when the Sydney Roosters and South Sydney Rabbitohs reprise their bruising encounter from a week ago. South Sydney won that match, but this Friday the Roosters will be buoyed by the return of playmaker Luke Keary. He missed the last match because of the birth of his first child. Roosters forward Angus Crichton says his team has learnt the lessons from the defeat and believes Keary's return could be the decisive factor.
He's a big part of our team. The energy that he brings, the speed and attack, and I guess the fierce competitor that he is, adds a lot to our side. So to have him back out there in the halves will be a massive win for us, but nothing to be complacent about. I think we'll be looking at what we did wrong last week and what we can work on and how we can play our best footy come Friday.
On Saturday, the Melbourne Storm meets Canberra, while the Manly Sea Eagles face off against the Cronulla Sharks. Sunday's matchup pits the Parramatta Eels against the Brisbane Broncos. The AFL finals are continuing with the Geelong Cats facing the West Coast Eagles on Friday evening at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. The Eagles were rocked by the loss of Premiership winner Rilly Rioli on Thursday after it was confirmed he returned an adverse finding for a drug test. The anti-doping authority has alleged Rioli tampered with the urine sample he provided last month. Saturday's final takes place at the Gabba in Brisbane, where the GWS Giants have travelled north to take on the Brisbane Lions. There was much talk during the week about the abrasive style employed by the Giants in recent seasons. Toby Green was fined $7,500 after admitting serious misconduct against the Western Bulldogs last week. Giants coach Leon Cameron is expecting a blockbuster matchup, however the action unfolds.
They'll handle pressure and so will we. We feel as though we're prepared because the last three or four years we've played in some big finals, but equally they just played in one last week and did a lot right, other than hit the scoreboard when they needed to. So I don't think they're going to tweak too much. They'll back their system in, we'll back ours in, and it's going to be an absolute red-hot game.
And finally, in Super Netball this weekend, the Sunshine Coast Lightning welcomes the Sydney Swifts to decide the grand final. The Lightning are the defending champions and have a good recent record against the Swifts, having won the last three meetings between the sides. Swifts coach Bryony Arkle admits it won't be easy for the Swifts to win their first title since 2008.
Oh, they've certainly got the edge in experience in finals, but I think at the end of the day it's how the team turns up and how well prepared you are for that game, and we'll certainly do our homework against them again, and maybe it's fourth time lucky. I'm hoping it's fourth time lucky anyway.
John Baldock, SBS News.